Enjoy early access to ad-free episodes each week when you subscribe to Wedding Planning Podcast Premium in Apple Podcasts. Enjoy the show. Your wedding website is the easiest, most hassle-free way to easily share information with all of your wedding guests. Today, we're going to go into a deep dive on exactly how to create a wedding website, what to include, what not to include, and lots more priceless details on how to leverage this incredible tool to make your life easier over the coming months. That's all coming up next on the Wedding Planning Podcast. Today's show is brought to you by our friends at Minted Weddings. Enjoy freshly sourced wedding website designs from an incredible community of independent artists and designers. Free Minted wedding websites include all the tools you need to get started, and you'll even receive a $50 credit towards your wedding stationery when you visit weddingplanningpodcast.co/minted and start your wedding website today. That website again is weddingplanningpodcast.co/minted and look for the websites tab. Enjoy the show. Why, hello there, and welcome to this week's brand new episode of the Wedding Planning Podcast on a topic that I cannot wait to share with you because we have not talked about it for quite some time now. We are going to cover everything you need to know to create a killer wedding website. Now, even if you've been engaged for a few months and you've already got a wedding website up and running, I definitely hope you'll stick around for today's conversation because I have lots of website elements to share that many couples miss. They overlook a golden opportunity to touch base with their guests in very important ways, and I want you to be able to leverage your wedding website to your full advantage over the next few months, making your life easier and, of course, your guests' lives all easier as well. So, of course, we send out a save the date card and it has the date, the time, the location, and ideally your wedding website on the bottom of it. And when your guests go to that wedding website, that is your golden opportunity to go ahead and share all the pertinent details about your celebration. So let's get into this conversation because I have a ton of good stuff to share. To start, please do not be intimidated by the thought of creating a wedding website. This is a really, really easy task that I am 100% confident you can knock out in just an hour or two. It does not need to be complicated. It can be very simple and a very streamlined process. It's also a really easy task to go ahead and set aside 20 to 30 minutes a day, work on it a little bit at a time over the course of a week. However you decide to get it done, please be assured that this is something you can easily accomplish with just an hour or maybe two of your time, and there is no technical skills whatsoever. And we'll go into that more in just a minute. Now, there are countless free wedding website builders out there, and in today's show, I'm going to share my personal favorite from the creative and such a talented pool of independent artists over at Minted Weddings. Like I said, I just got home from a beautiful week with my sister Kate, and we designed her entire beautiful wedding website in a flash with the website tools from Minted Weddings. So I'm very familiar with the details of their platform, and I have hands-on experience that's very fresh in my memory. As I mentioned earlier briefly, these are easy to create. This is a plug and play. There's absolutely no coding or technical experience required to get your wedding website out in the world. If you have a computer and you have internet access and you know how to use email, then trust me, you can create a wedding website. Now I'm going to review in this portion of the show what to include on your website. So these are the basics. Number one, you're going to have a homepage, and this is going to be the very first thing that guests see as they type in your wedding website address. Now, very common to share a picture of the two of you, and side note, this would be the perfect place to display some of your favorite shots from your engagement shoot. And then along with that beautiful picture, maybe a brief welcome message from the two of you to all of your wedding guests. The main page, of course, should also include your wedding date, time, and location, and any other critical details, but we're going to get more into that on separate pages. So maybe keep it to a great photo of the two of you, a short welcome message, and then the wedding date, time, and location. Next up is an events page. Now, lots of us are taking advantage of multi-day wedding celebrations that include a welcome party. Very inclusive rehearsal dinner nights are becoming popular. Maybe you're hosting a day after brunch. It's very helpful to include an events page somewhere within your wedding website that has all the details of any gatherings in addition to the main event, your wedding ceremony, and reception. And also on this page, don't forget about the wedding ceremony and reception. That's an important piece of the events page. Don't forget to include where your guests should be and when. I know, of course, we outlined the date, the time, and the location on the home page, but be sure to include any additional details on your ceremony start time and ceremony location. And ditto if your guests are going to be moving to another location for cocktail hour, for the reception, for dancing, etc. Again, especially if things are taking place at different locations throughout the wedding day or with a time gap in between, it's really important that you lay that out really clearly on this events page. And then moving along to our next element of your wedding website, this is one of my favorites, travel and accommodations information. Now, even if the majority of your loved ones are seasoned travelers, you'll undoubtedly have lots of guests who have lots of questions about getting to your celebration and where to stay. So take advantage of creating a really detailed travel and accommodations page on your website and add as many details as necessary to make people feel really informed and really empowered to make the best decisions about, for example, which airport they should fly into, where they should stay, the best place to rent a car, if there are public transportation options. Are you doing room blocks at a handful of hotels, or would you recommend going Airbnb route? Explain everything in very great detail. Go ahead and imagine that you're flying into a city for the very first time and just think of all the questions that you would have. And then answer those questions for your guests, complete with links, maps, and as much other details as you think would be really helpful. Which leads us perfectly into our next portion of your wedding website that I 1000% recommend including, which is an FAQ page. Now, they say that there's no such thing as a stupid question, but the jury's out on that. If you can get through the time between right now when you're listening to this and your entire engagement all the way to your wedding day without fielding a stupid question or two, then my friend, that is truly impressive and count yourself lucky. If you're stuck on what to include here on an FAQ page, go back to our last point about traveling. Think about all the questions you would have if you're traveling to a brand new city and attending a wedding for an old college friend. Another great way to collect these questions to include here is to pay really close attention to what people continue to ask you over and over and over. If people are texting you and your partner and your moms asking questions about the wedding, what are those questions? And be sure to collect all of those and include them on this page. If one person is texting you and wondering about it, then I can guarantee you that 20 other people, it's crossed their mind as well. So some really specific questions that I would recommend including here would be, are kids invited? Are babysitters being provided? Is there a special dress code that you want to communicate? Is your wedding ceremony going to be unplugged with no cell phones allowed? This is a great place to make these very kind of obscure items really, really crystal clear. And it comes off in a very natural way. Also very helpful to include here ways to contact you, or of course, a designated friend or a family member. Go ahead and include their email address or a phone number if you want to share that as well. A great FAQ would be sharing any notes about the weather and weather conditions in the time of year that you're going to be hosting your wedding. So for example, should your guests bring umbrellas? Is your ceremony on beach sand? So you're recommending women skip the high heels. Is it going to be 40 degrees and outdoors or 90 degrees and sunny with sunscreen and hats being recommended for your guests to bring along? All of these are very, very important things, and this is a great way, a great place to share the details. And then I have a couple more. We have transportation details. So will transportation be provided? Are there ride-sharing services readily available in the area? Or should your guests count on driving to and from the various events? If you're doing shuttles, where are the pickup points? What times? If it applies to you, you might want to include an FAQ about food allergy and details and how to contact you to request an accommodation. This is also a good place to go ahead and reiterate an RSVP reminder. So the cue is, when do we need to RSVP by? And then your answer is, please submit all final RSVPs by November 5th, 2021. And I'll mention it again throughout today's conversation, but your wedding website is an ongoing project. It doesn't need to be a thing where you publish it and then you can never make changes or edits to it later. So if you start this FAQ page and then a month or two down the road, you realize, hey, people keep asking me about this element, you can go back in and add that as an FAQ so that all your guests, again, can have access to that information. And what this does is it keeps everyone feeling really, really comfortable, feeling like they are completely informed. And I don't mean this in a mean way, but it keeps you from fielding 40 text messages from 40 different people over the next couple of months that are all asking you the same question. Not to say you don't love your friends and your family and don't love communicating with them, but in the stress of everything else going on, answering the same question over and over and over and over can get a little bit annoying. All right, coming up after a quick break, I have lots more wedding website essentials to share with you. And I'm also going to fill you in on a genius bonus solution to keeping in touch with your guests over the coming months. I'll be back in just a minute. Susan's Travel Services is so excited to partner with you to plan your honeymoon, destination wedding, or maybe even your bachelor or bachelorette party. Susan and her team have been planning dream vacations for 27 years, and they are truly the best in the business for start-to-finish planning services. Travel and new experiences are incredibly special to me, and Susan and her team have helped me plan some unforgettable vacations, including a bachelorette party in Cabo and a family anniversary celebration in Cancun. They meticulously researched the best all-inclusive options for us based on some very specific priorities, and the professional assistance in choosing location, resort, activities, and transportation was absolutely priceless. Susan has been in the travel business for 27 years, and she personally travels to her recommended destinations all the time. So she has firsthand on-the-ground experience with all the amazing resorts, excursions, and services that she recommends. From all-inclusive resorts in Mexico and the Caribbean, overwater bungalows in the Maldives, or that African safari that you've always dreamed of, save yourself hours of research and guesswork and let Susan and her team find you the best options for a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Reach out to Susan and her team today by emailing info@susanstravelservices.com. And be sure to let her know that I sent you and get $50 off your final booking or $200 off your destination wedding. Her email one more time is info@susanstravelservices.com. All right, welcome back. I hope you're collecting lots of great ideas for either getting your wedding website up and running or for adding to a website that you've already started and making it even more valuable to all of your guests. So far in today's show, we've covered your homepage, a travel and accommodations page, an events page, and we lingered for quite a while on creating an FAQ page, which is a really valuable opportunity to share all those random, out-of-the-way little bits of info with all of your guests. And then moving on to another portion of a wedding website that lots of couples love to include is our story. You can get really creative with this. It can be any number of things. It can be the story of how you met, how you got engaged. You can include a photo gallery or any other stories, tidbits, travel adventures, anything that you would like to share about the two of you as a couple. This page is a wonderful way for your guests from both sides to get to know you as a couple, of course, and to come into your wedding celebration with a deeper understanding of the story of your relationship. This section of your wedding website is totally optional, and it can be as detailed or as brief as you are comfortable with. And of course, like I always say, if you're just over it and you don't want to include any of this stuff at all, then go ahead and skip it. This is not a necessary item. And quick, this is the perfect time to say that your website, again, I mentioned it before, your website is going to be a work in progress that might take a couple of sittings to get it completely finished. If you're feeling like the clock is ticking on sending out save the dates, and I definitely recommend your save the dates being the first and foremost place that you share your wedding website, then go ahead and build out the essentials, okay? The key components would be the homepage, at least some basic travel and accommodations information, and then any critical FAQs. And everything else we're reviewing today, you can always go back at a later time and add that in later. So again, if you're feeling overwhelmed and you have a lot on your plate right now, and this feels like just one more giant beast of a task that you have to get done now, set aside an hour, build out the basics, and then this can be a work in progress. That's not a problem. So back to the portion of your website about your story. If you don't feel like writing a detailed account of how you met, about all 5 years that you've been dating, and the entire proposal story, then just table this one. And if you feel inspired to do it in the weeks and months ahead, then great. And if not, then all the permission to simply leave it out. And the next item that couples love to include on a wedding website, and I think is very fun, is your wedding party. So much like the last section about your story, your wedding party is a totally optional component, of course, but this is a really fun place to share more about your bridesmaids, your groomsmen, any people of honor that you're including, and any other special members of your wedding party. For guests who don't know everyone super well, this is a really great way to get everyone kind of acquainted, so to speak, in the months ahead of the big day, and it really gives your guests a feeling of knowing each other, even if they've never technically met before and the wedding day is the first time that they're standing in the same room with these people. I feel like it's definitely a really common conversation that goes on at weddings for people to ask, so how does Carrie know Suzanne, who's her bridesmaid? Or, you know, those types of connections make people feel like they're really involved and having a connection with the people they're celebrating with, and then come to the wedding celebration with those feelings. And it just creates a really warm, nice atmosphere. Your wedding party page, if you choose to include this, this is also the perfect place to go ahead and spell out if you're honoring people who aren't technically included in your traditional wedding party, so the people who are standing up with you at the ceremony, if you are having loved ones who are doing readings at your ceremony, or who are officiating, or who have any type of informal, unique role in your wedding day, then this is a great place to go ahead and honor them and share that information. The next informational section that's very helpful on your wedding website is a page that's dedicated to the RSVP details. I know we touched on that very, very quickly on your FAQ page, but this is a really important component of your wedding website, and doing digital RSVPs is a feature that's gained wild popularity in the years since I got married. So the ability for your guests to RSVP right on your wedding website with the click of a button. This is an amazing benefit to many website builders out there, including Minted. Make sure that this page stands out to make it as easy as possible for guests to check in and let you know if they're coming to the wedding or not. And huge bonus here, having digital RSVPs will save you the need to order response cards and the need to pay for return postage, which might not seem like a big deal, but those items alone could easily add a few $100 to your stationery bill, depending on the size of your guest list. Giving people the ability to RSVP via your wedding website also saves you the manual chore of keeping track of who you have and have not heard back from, since every single response is automatically going to be saved and cataloged for you to go in and view really easily. Now, of course, you will have people who can't use the internet and who don't know how to go online and RSVP. And those folks are going to require some follow-up and circling back and, you know, checking in. I'm sure we're not going to get like a 100% response rate here, would be my guess. But little physical postcards and envelopes, that stuff all has a tendency to get shuffled around and lost and misplaced. And you have to spend a bunch of extra money on it. So if you can keep the process as paperless and streamlined as possible, then I count that a win-win for everyone involved. All right, and we're coming around to the last few things here. Your gift registry, your wedding website, is the perfect place to display links to your wedding registry or registries. If you have multiples going for a bridal shower, for example, you can include all of that information here. Give your guests the ability to click through and go straight to your registry and purchase a gift directly from that website. I always love to give people a couple of options to choose from in a registry. But in the interest of staying on topic for this show, I'm going to save talking about your gift registry. That deserves a full-length separate episode on its own, so keep an ear out for that coming up in the next months. And with that, I do have a bonus segment of today's episode where we take the concept of a wedding website and we're going to make it even more interactive and useful for both you and all of your wedding guests. This is totally optional, of course, take it or leave it. I'm going to share a snippet of conversation between me and my sister, Kate, where she introduces the concept of creating a Facebook group where all of your wedding guests can interact and interface in real time and share the questions they have, the updates they have, and just generally get to know one another in the months leading up to your wedding celebration. You're going to notice that we're definitely not in a soundproof studio for this conversation. So to quickly set the stage, we're hiking in Puerto Rico, right along a ridge overlooking the Caribbean Ocean. It was an absolutely gorgeous day. And we had my two kids, John and Stella, with us, and also Kate's fiance and their golden doodle, my furry nephew, Gus. So you're going to hear lots of ambient background sounds, but this is a great idea if you're looking to take the notion of a wedding website and just level it up big time.
So what else do you have to do on the website before you hit publish?
I just have to add a couple more accommodation things and then pretty much just like intro stuff. Like I haven't really done anything on the homepage other than put our picture on there. I'd kind of like to put something on there that speaks to the fact that we hope everyone's here for a weekend, it's not just the wedding and the reception. We're going to have other activities. So I need to figure out how to kind of put that together.
Fun.
And then I think it's done. Yeah, I guess I also need to finish there's a wedding party page.
Good boy. Mm-hmm.
And I haven't really messed with that yet. So kind of get that together.
You could publish before you get all that done.
Yeah,
though. True. I guess it doesn't make any difference because no one will know where to go until you send out your save the dates. Talk about the Facebook group really quick. This was such a good idea.
Yeah, I think it'll be a great way to just give announcements, take like little polls. Like we had talked about, a lot of people are going to be bringing their kids. So to do a poll of like who would be interested in maybe getting a babysitter for that evening. The kids all be there, but it would be nice if the parents knew that there was somebody there to kind of help kids out with they're thirsty or
right.
They need something. So having a Facebook group to just communicate with people about and to answer questions. I mean, I guess that kind of is the FAQ page in a way.
Right. Well, it's more interactive and we have the community that Kate and John are hosting the wedding in is set up with a ton of Airbnbs available. So we thought it would be really helpful for guests to be able to have kind of a forum to connect with each other if people want to share, for example, a big 5-bedroom house.
Yeah.
You could put in the group, like, looking for a roommate for the weekend, anyone interested in going in on a place together, and kind of make it a little more efficient for people.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm excited to open that up. I think it'll be fun, too, for everyone to just kind of get to know each other before that weekend. I mean, it's our very close family and friends, so of course John's side all knows everyone and our side all knows everyone, but to kind of cross introduce everyone will be cool.
Right. Love it.
Okay, so if you're a Facebook user and if you know that, you know, a bunch of your guests are as well. I know not everyone is. If this is something you'd like to explore further, it's really as simple as creating a private group, adding and inviting your wedding guests, and then posing questions, prompts, and just generally encouraging your guests to connect and mingle within the group on shared questions, stories, photos, etc. And you can make this locked down, you can lock it, it can be totally private, invitation only, so you're not needing to worry about everyone in your social network seeing all of the things that are going on about your wedding. The main idea there would be that it would be a private Facebook group and you have 100% control over who comes in, who can post, who can see things. I just really love this as another great way for your guests to really get to know each other prior to the wedding celebration. If people know one another and they're comfortable with one another and they go into your celebration with that feeling, it's going to make for an even richer experience for everybody involved. And with that, let's wrap it up for this week. If you are looking to get started building your wedding website right now, head to weddingplanningpodcast.co/minted and take advantage of that $50 credit towards your stationery order. Not only do they have gorgeous wedding websites, they have all the stationery you could imagine to match it. Designed by independent artists. I really, really love this website. That address one more time is weddingplanningpodcast.co/minted. I hope you loved today's show as much as I love sharing it with you, and I will meet you here again next week, same time, same place.